Secret notes. Good morning, everybody. The last 12 days have been extraordinarily difficult for myself, my family, but not only us. I think it's been very difficult for the city of Tucson, southern Arizona, and our country. I don't think we're ever going to fully understand the why and the how and the reason for what happened on the 8th of January. It's a loss of innocent life, the injury of a dozen people, the death of a 9-year-old girl, a federal judge, and the serious traumatic injury to my wife, Gabrielle. So we'll never fully understand that. Emotionally, this has been a challenge for all of us. But what this has done is it's certainly shown me, and I think not only our country, but the entire world, what Tucson is all about. It showed them a different side of Tucson, and I think all Americans are very proud of what they've seen. And I know my wife, Gabrielle, would be very proud of how this community's responded to this tragic situation. The memorials outside this hospital, in front of the Safeway, in front of Gabby's office, has been really a testament to what this community is all about. The love and support that we've received is a bit overwhelming. It's actually a bit difficult to even keep up with. But we are very, very appreciative, and I want to apologize for all those folks that have done so much for us that we haven't recognized yet. I know one of the first things Gabby's going to want to do as soon as she's able to is start writing thank you notes, and I've already reminded her of that. I think as Gabby moves into the next phase of her recovery, she's going to need to continue to be strong, and she will really appreciate the support of this community. This is her home. This is the place she loves, the people she represents. We looked at a lot of places to move her to. We considered rehab facilities in New York, in Arizona, in Chicago, in New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and also in Houston. One of the best rehab hospitals in the nation and one of the closest of the best is in the city of Houston, and that's the Tier Memorial Hermann Rehab Hospital. So it took a while to decide where to send her, and there were many factors that went into that. Some of those other places could certainly provide her excellent care, and we did consider them all. Tier Memorial Hermann's been one of the top-ranked rehab hospitals in the country for over 21 years. It's got an outstanding world-class reputation. The doctors and nurses there are among the best at treating penetrating head injuries, like Gabby has been dealing with. So I want my wife to get the best possible care, and I'm convinced that she can get that at Memorial Hermann. It's also one of the closest top-ranked places to Tucson, but what really is a critical factor in this decision is the fact that it's going to let me be there by her side as much as possible, every single day. And I don't know how long this whole process is going to take. But if I want to, at some point, with our children, who are teenage girls, going to school every day, and also be able to, at some point, consider the possibility of returning to work, it makes most sense that she is in Memorial Hermann in Houston, Texas. So I'm extremely hopeful that Gabby's going to make a full recovery. I've told her that. She recognizes it. She's a strong person, a fighter. I mean, she is a fighter like, you know, nobody else that I know. So I am extremely confident that she's going to be back here and back at work soon. I've been telling the hospital staff that they should expect to see her walking through these halls and into the ICU within a couple months. I'm sure of that. So she'll be back. One of the reasons she's going to be back is because of the excellent care she's received here from Dr. Peter Ree and Michael LaMole, the other trauma surgeons, the other neurosurgeons, the ophthalmology care, all the way up and down the chain here at UMC. She has received nothing less than perfect care. And that's the reason she's in the situation she is in now, with the fact that within 2 weeks of this very serious injury is able to move on to the next phase. I also want to thank her nurses, the ICU nurses that have attended to her around the clock. Tracy Colbert, Amanda Berner, Joshua Coleman, Abrina Beckel, Jocelyn Anna Shansley, and Angelique Taddeo. Have been by her side every step of the way. I also have very strong feelings for the support we've received from the Pima County Sheriff's Department and the Tucson Police Department. There have been volunteer Tucson police officers in the ICU around the clock since we arrived, you know, making sure everything goes as planned and then we don't have any other issues to deal with. The Capitol Hill Police have been with her around the clock as well. I also particularly want to thank the CEO of UMC, Kevin Burns, Mayor Bob Walkup, the University of Arizona President Shelton, who I've known for years. I know each of them are deeply committed to this community. Their kindness and generosity of them and their teams have been just phenomenal. But really, the bottom line is I want to thank the people at Tucson for their support that they provided for me, my wife's staff, our family over the last 2 weeks is, you know, really beyond what I would have expected, you know, of anybody. So we are deeply and thankful for that. So I'd like to take a couple questions if anybody has them, and I think Pia's going to do that, but right here, right in the front, man.
Could you talk a little bit about the logistics of moving her and whether that's likely tomorrow?
Yeah, so we're going to move her tomorrow. We're going through the planning process right now, how exactly we're going to do that. And so we're still in the, you know, first phases of putting that into place. But by the time we move her, we're going to have a good plan. Right over here.
Mark, has she spoken yet?
So that's a good question. I feel she's made some attempts. She has a tracheostomy. I also feel that she, you know, intellectually, she knows that's there. She understands what that means. But, you know, she, in my mind, she's made some attempts.
Does that concern you, or is that normal?
This whole thing concerns me. From the time I got the first call, you know, until the time that she, you know, to she makes a full recovery. Yeah, I've got, certainly have a lot of concerns.
Can you just...
Yes, sir.
Do you know yet who will be leading the team in Houston in terms of her doctors there?
The trauma doctor, Dr. John Holcomb, and the neurosurgeon, Dr. Brian Ho.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you mean that you know she knows that you're there and she knows what's going on? How do you see that?
She'll smile at me. She'll do some couple things that she'll only do around me, like pat me on the face. She used to do that before, you know, just very gently. I could just look in her eyes and tell. I mean, she's well aware of who's around her. Just very aware of the situation.
Can you tell us exactly the moment you experienced when she was able to stand up and take a few steps on her own and confirm if she was able to look out the window?
Yeah, so, you know, I think standing and steps, what the general public or even myself would think that means, and what physical therapists, you know, what the clinical definition of those two things, I think they're a little bit different. So, you know, she can bear her own weight, which is a big step. I think, you know, just speaking for the doctors here, I think she's made a remarkable recovery at this point.
You mentioned various moments, there's the back rub and the thing you're in. Is there one particular, that sticks out for you, one particular sort of sparring episode during these last few days?
Many every day. Every time I interact with her, there's something quite inspiring. So, you know, it's just stuff like that that she does over and over again. I imagine the next step is here. She'll be walking, talking, and in 2 months, you'll see her walking through the front door of this building.